Arati Mistry had almost given up on life. Married at 16 and widowed just 2 years later, the now 55-year-old recalls how she could barely make ends meet.
I used to wonder, how can I survive? I went through hardship. I used to ask for food, work in people's homes. I couldn't take it anymore, so I came here.
Mistry and nearly 900 other widows in the Indian city Vrindavan are getting a second chance after being adopted by the Indian non-governmental organization Sulab International. After last year's Supreme Court ruling, noting the widows' deplorable living conditions, the court suggested that Sulab could help out. Now the self-funded group provides food, medical care, a roughly $40 monthly stipend, schooling, and vocational training for those living in the city's government-run shelters. Sulab founder Bindeshwar Patak says it's a dramatic change for many women who were cast out of their homes by family members and ostracized by society, often left to beg near temples to survive.
In 10 months, they wanted to die. And now, they want to live longer, to enjoy life. They are very happy. So that way, we have brought a change in the minds of the women, because now they get opportunities.
Many of these widows had no way of supporting themselves and traveled from the eastern state of West Bengal to live their remaining lives at Vrindavan, known as the birthplace of the Hindu god Krishna. Although Indian society is slowly changing, for centuries widows have been seen as inauspicious and sometimes even blamed for their husband's death. Resigned to an austere and isolated life, many are not allowed to participate in religious functions such as marriages. But this year, for the first time in decades, these women celebrated the Hindu festival Holi. Sociology professor Ravi Prakash Pandey says Sulab is giving the women an opportunity to rejoin mainstream society.
Sulab is providing not only a financial support, but he is also providing a radical change to eradicate the social taboos which has already been imposed by this society.
Many widows, like Arati Mistry, say Sulab's free health care, higher standard of living, and amenities like televisions have meant dramatic changes in their lives in just a few months.
I have so much peace. God has sent me these people for a peaceful life that even my parents could not provide for me. I am leading a new peaceful life.
The women here say they now have a purpose and a future they never thought was possible. Aru Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.